We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis by Meister. We have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If you snip, let's say by tzitzis or by schach that was attached, if you cut it, is that called the asiya to make a kosher schach? Meister and Asher Kash from a case of tzitzis. It says in the Brisa, Talon, if you hung the tzitzis Vloy Pasak and you didn't cut it, which means it was still doubled, strings were doubled over, and it wasn't separated into eight different strings or four different strings. And the Gemara assumes that it means that even though after you tied it, you cut it, it's still pasul because pasul oilam. My love, psul oilam is pasul oilam because since it was tied before it was cut, so that's called tasa veloimina asui. If it happened by itself, and it's pasul. And if it's tufta l'rav, it's kasha rav. Amalach Rav, no, my psulim, psulim actually of school. It's possible until you cut it. That's all it's saying. It's possible because you didn't cut it. Once you cut it, of course it's kosher. So it's not a kosher. That price you get out of. V'shmul amano, pshan that price is psulim la'olam. That's Shmuel Shita. V'chein amalevi psulim la'olam. V'chein Rav Masta amashmul psulim la'olam. They all say it's possible la'olam. And it comes out that Tap Taisa speaks out that a lot of Marayim hold like Shmuel, so it comes out it's a problem. Tassalim and Asiya does not help cutting it, and therefore halacha l'mayis by sukkah you have to maneya. If you have a vine of your sukkah and you cut it, it's not enough. You have to maneya because all these Amarayim hold that psika is not enough. Ikad Amri, Amrav Masna, but the D Hava Uvda had a story. Vasa Kamei the Mar Shmuel came to Shmuel. Amalip Psul Loilam. He told me clearly it's Pasul Loilam. So it's a Ma'aser Rav that's what Shmuel holds. That's Psul Loilam. There's a story. It's clear that Shmuel holds Psul Loilam. So now we try to ask a Kasha on Rav. Now Rav holds that Psika Zuhi, that the Psika that's Asiya, cutting it is Asiya. We ask a Kasha on that. Meisvei Talon, you hung your tzitzis v'achar pasach Rosh Chodesh Lam, and afterwards you cut it, Psulim. It's Pasul. So it says klar that even after you cut it, it's possible. Before Rav said that when you cut it, it's kosher. Here it says klar, but ach kach pasak, it still doesn't help. It's possible even though you cut it. Va'oi tanya gavi sukkah. The brayser regarding sukkah, it says by sukkah, the brayser says like this. The pasuk says tasa should make a sukkah. V'loi mina osu. Not if it's made by itself. Mekan amru. The brayser says hidala is a gefen. If you put a vine on your sukkah, v'sadalas, v'sakisos, different type of vines or gourds, v'sichach agabon, you put schach on it, psula. Now, why is it possible? Hey, chidam, ilay mishle katzon. You never cut it. My ear is from taslam and also. It's not a psul taslam and also. You know what the psul is? It's attached. Table the mechabar minu. It's mechubar. Ella must be mishle katzon. You cut it. And what does it say? Taslam levin also. You're talking psula. V'shmam mino the leir mino. You don't say katzitzasam cutting as uas yasam v'tiyuf to the rab. It's a kasha on rab. On malach rab. It's not shver. Here, you usually cutting it is enough of a ma'isa. But here was type of material that still clung, it still clinged, maybe the right word, clinged to the original tree. When you cut it, it's not nicker. Rashi gives an example, let's say I pitched on my flax, something like katan. Even when you cut it, it's still attached to the original host, to the original tree. And you don't see the separation. That's not enough of asiyah. That's pshat and rab. There are a bunch of the pastures. Taisus talks about that. But I'm like, rab, how come I'm skinning shafinu shlufei? It's like minkara asiyah to do. It's not minkara. And therefore, it's a problem, tasa v'loimina asiyah, because you can't see the asiyah, even though it's really detached. Okay, so we answered the case of sukkah. We said there was a little clingy. But what about the first brisa that talks about tzitzis? It says there even after the pasak it's psulim. Komakum tolim achar pasak is kasha. The Rav Gemara says kasha. It's a kasha. Why isn't it a tiyufta? The Aruch Hanayim speaks out because later on the Gemara is going to have it sad as a machlokes tanoim. So he can learn it's a machlokes tanoim and there's a machlokes tanoim about it, and that's why it's not shvar on Rav. So the Gemara lema ketanoim. Maybe this machlokes, if the katzitza is asiya, maybe that's machlokes tanoim. The halacha is that if you have a hadasim with they grow these little grapes, little berries on hadasim. The halacha is if it's too many berries. If it's more berries than leaves, it's possible. Why? Because it's called menumer. So halacha is, if you cut it off, it's kosher. But on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to cut it off. Why not? Because tikka mana. What happens if someone cut it off on Yom Tif? What's the halacha? Lema katanoi. Avar v'likton. Someone on Yom Tif picked the berries. Possible. Divrei Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik. He said it's possible. But chamam hold, it's machshir. Chamam hold, it's kosher. Now what's the machlokes exactly? Shavrua, the kuli alma luluv tzarach agad. Everyone knows that midaraisa kashrus of a luluv is agad. You have to tie the hadasim aravas a luluv together. That's a ma'akev and din luluv. And the afina luluv mesukah. You learn a luluv from mesukah. The chsiv by mesukah tassel and asui. Just like by sukkah, the din tassel loyim and asui, that it has to be made by kashrus. It can't happen mela afterwards. Here also, So here what happens was, you tied together the Hadassim, Aravos, and Lulav, and the Hadassim had these grapes on it, these berries in it. Now, it's possible right now the Hadassim when I tied it. If I take off the Hadassim afterwards, it comes as Tasa Lo Nasu, because when I made the Agad, it wasn't kosher. It became kosher male afterwards. So it's a Shaila Tasa Lo Nasu. So maybe that's the Bi'ur Machlekes between Rav Shimon Bar Tzadok and the Chachamim. My love, how come if the man the machshus of Arminu and Gabi Sukkah Kitzitza Zuhar Siyasam? He holds that Kitzitza, cutting it, is a Maisa. So Gabi Lulav also, Arminu, like Hitasam, taking off the berries, Zuhar Siyasam. Well, man the Pasal, one who holds Pasal, so Avalay Arminu and Gabi Sukkah Kitzitza Zuhar Siyasam. You don't say Gabi Sukkah that the Kitzitza is the Asiyah. The Gabi Lulav Nami, Lay Arminu and Zuhar Siyasam, it's not Asiyah, like Kitzitza Zuhar Siyasam, it's not Asiyah. So what it was saying, that the Mabir Machlekes is Rav and Shmuel, the Machlekes is Rav Shimon Tzadok and Chum. Are you going to ask me, if that's the Machlekes, what if the one on Yontif? What if the Machlekes on Yontif? Say, Stam is like a case, right? I made an Agad, I didn't do anything? That's the Kasha. Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos says, Enchanami, this is the reason why I said it's Machlekes is because it was a weekday, I was just untied and retied again. What's the big deal? But on Shabbat, I can't retie it, so that's why it's a Shiloh. You weren't allowed to cut, break grapes also, but if, even then, it's a problem because maybe Taslim and Asi, so maybe that's the Machlekes. So tomorrow, no. Really, everyone holds that it's called Taslim and Asi. That you don't say Kliyos is awesome. Better than the Kuliyam Aloy. The Kuliyam Aloy Amin and Gabi Sukh Kliyos is awesome. And therefore, by Lulav, you don't say Likitasim Zuas Yasam. Bahacha, what's the Machlekes? The male of Lulav Mesukha Mifrigi. Manda Max, one of those Kashals, Savalay Afin Lulav Mesukha. You don't learn that there's a soul Tasav Lulav and Asi by Lulav. Don't say Tasav by Lulav. So we don't learn that Lulav from Mesukha. And therefore, it doesn't have it in Tasav Lulav also. It's not a problem that it happened by itself. We don't hold of that problem by Lulav. Uman the apostle Savi Afina Lulav Mesukah. You do learn out Lulav from Sukkah. So that's the second way to learn Machlekes. The first way to learn Machlekes was if it's Rav and Shmuel. Now, you know, everyone holds like Shmuel. Cutting it is still a problem, Tasav Lulav Mesukah. But here, maybe you don't have it in Tasav Lulav Mesukah by Lulav. Shall I learn out Lulav from Sukkah? If you held Lulav needs Agad, you learn how Tasav Lev and Asi. So what's the Machlekes over here? If you need Agad at all, if it's Ma'akev at all, you don't need Agad. So the Agad was happened by itself. You don't need Agad. And if I can shake down my Lulav and Aravos and Adasim, it's kosher, it's good. Where's the Machlekes of Agad and Agad? The Tanya learned in the Braisa. Lulav bein ogud bein shein ogud kosher. Say if it's ogud, say if it's not ogud, it's kosher. That's the Tanakhama. Rav Yehuda ma ogud kosher and a kav pasul. If it's not ogud, not tied together, it's pasul. My time with Rav Yehuda, wisdom of Rav Yehuda, because it says lekachtem lachem b'yem rishon priyetz hadar, and it says a different pasuk lekachtem agudas ezov by the para by the. This is actually talking about in parashas boy by the Karim Pesach. Just like there had to be aguda. He also has to be aguda. Lekicha, lekicha, gzeres shava. Magudas ezav. Ksiv hasam lekachtem gudas ezav. It says by parashas by karam pesach lekachtem magudas ezav. Aguda all tied together. Ksiv hachol lekachtem chem yom rishon priyetz hada. Mal halam ba aguda. Afkamp nami ba aguda. That's pshat Rabbi Yehuda. Where Rabbanon hold. Rabbanon lekicha, lekicha leafinon. They don't have this mesayra of gzeres shava. Rashi speaks out that gzeres shava needs a mesayra. They didn't have a mesayra on these words to make gzeres shava. So, akaponim, that would be the machlekes. If you need agad or not, that would be one of the machlekes in before, also by taking off the berries, because maybe there is a problem tasnam and also. Shalom, if you need agad or not. We have three ways to explain the machlekes before, and we have here machlekes if you need agad or not. Keman Ozla, the following brisa, who's it go according to? Hada Tanya. Lulav mitzvah lo agdai. It says in the brisa, lulav it's a mitzvah to do agad, lo agdai kosher. If you didn't do it, it's kosher. So who is that? Rabbi Yehuda, kilei agda amai kasher. If you didn't do a tying together, why is it kasher for Rabbi Yehuda? He holds his pasul. Rabbanon, if you're going to Rabbanon, amai mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? He doesn't hold the kich l'kich. Where's the mitzvah from? And for the Gemara, la'olam Rabbanoni. It's going according to Rabbanon. I was a mitzvah to agad. It says you should beautify the mitzvahs for Hashem. It's not the fun of mitzvahs. Do mitzvah of Hashem beautifully, like Rashi says. It says, Sukkah na, Lulav na, Tzitzis na, have a beautiful mitzvah, and part of a beautiful mitzvah is doing Agad, and that's pshat why it's a mitzvah. But it's not ma'akev according to the Rabbanon. We're going to stop over here, and next year, we will start on the two dots.